A Lenten devotional for March 22nd, 2020, based on Romans 8, verses 11 to 25, by Robert Benedetto. Lamia Al-Ghailani were Iraq's first female archaeologist and a curator at the National Museum of Iraq, died last year at the age of 80. Her expertise was Mesopotamian cylinder seals, and she curated a collection of 7,000, along with other priceless artifacts. The museum's collections documented 7,000 years of human history, including the Sumerian, Babylonian, and Assyrian civilizations. After the U.S. military invaded Iraq in 2003, the Iraq Museum was looted and everything was lost. The cultural catastrophe continued between 2014 and 2015, when the Islamist group ISIS plundered or destroyed at least 28 religious buildings in Iraq and Syria, including tombs, mosques, and shrines. Two such buildings were the traditional tombs of the biblical prophet Jonah in Nineveh, just outside Mosul, and the facade of the Roman theater in the city of Palmyra. For those who care about the origins of human civilization, the ancient Near East, and the Bible, the past two decades have been years of unprecedented cultural loss. When the Iraq Museum reopened in 2015, only one-third of its estimated 15,000 pieces had been recovered. This great cultural dying of the last two decades has been accompanied by a corresponding dying of the natural world. Romans 8 reminds us that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth. In our time, we might understand this earthly groaning in the context of climate change, a force affecting planet Earth with significant implications for civilization as we know it. The groaning comes in many forms: melting glaciers and rising seas, more frequent and deadlier floods, fires, storms, heat waves, droughts, hurricanes, air pollution, crop failure, water scarcity, reduced biodiversity. It all seems so apocalyptic, and yet, in hope we were saved, and we ourselves have the first fruits of the Spirit. In such times as these, O God, we wait in Lenten apprehension and hope, longing for the preservation of humanity, the restoration of your creation, and the redemption of both through the sustaining and transforming presence of your Holy Spirit in our hearts and in our world. We groan inwardly as we wait for our full and complete adoption as sons and daughters of your kingdom and for the new creation you have promised. Amen.